Yarrow and Sly consider themselves storytellers.
We sure do.
We create a story from randomly selected tarot cards in order to provide a reading to those that desire one. Yarrow and Sly do not claim to have any supernatural or magical abilities. If the reading you receive from Yarrow Taro, whether written or auditory, resembles your life, it is entirely coincidental.
That's if you believe in coincidences, Sly.
Do not make any decisions of any sort based on the stories of any stranger, including Yarrow and Sly. You are responsible for all your actions. Yarrow Taro is exclusively
for entertainment purposes only.
If you need professional help,
get professional help.
We make absolutely no guarantees or promises of any kind. You must be 18 years old
or older
to participate. Enjoy the show. Welcome everyone to Yarrow Tarot Radio. I am Sly.
And I'm Yarrow.
Yarrow, how's it going tonight?
Oh, it's going quite well there, Sly. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Looks like we got a very busy show. A lot of people chatting, emailing, a lot of callers on hold. And so, Yarrow, we'll go right to you for tonight's top story.
Yeah, well, it's not really a story tonight. Well, it's always a story. The big story, Sly, I think, is the fact that I've never seen so much snow in my life. I feel like we're in the Arctic.
Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to get out of here.
I don't think so either. It's going to take till...
I think we're trapped.
It's going to be summer before it all defrosts on us. It's crazy out there. All right. So, you know, Sly, remember that magic eight ball that we all had as kids?
Yes.
You know, it goes something like this. Dear magic eight ball, does Jimbo love me? And then we would shake up the ball, turn the message window toward us, and read the delightful answer. All signs point to yes. You know, you see, I think the magic eight ball is not really just a tool for children. Adults need access to divination tools as well. And, you know, after the Super Bowl here, like, let's face it, I'm not sure if the Las Vegas sports odds count or not. And I don't know, Sly, maybe they do, to be honest. And of course, I doubt I need to convince our audience out in Yarrow Tarot land, you know, the ones who are listening to an internet tarot card program, that we all need divination tools. But just in case, you know, life is amazingly difficult at times. We feel bad, we feel nervous, we feel anxious. Not all the time, but definitely some of the time. We will stay awake at night worrying, fretting, wondering about our careers, our children, our love life. We'll watch the moon dart across the night sky while we lie in bed. And they'll be surpassed by the rising sun. We won't get a wink of sleep. And, you know, and since we're all socially responsible adults, around 3 a.m. when we're feeling all alone, I mean, what so-called friend actually picks up the phone at that time of night and calls another for a spirit lift in the pre-dawn hours of the morning? I mean, it's just not really the right thing to do. So at that moment, we really are all alone. And it's at that moment. Don't you wish, though, that you had that magic eight ball at right then and there? You could simply ask it, will everything be okay? Outlook is good. And then you could go to sleep with faith in your magic eight ball. Or if it tells you something you don't like, you can just ask it again in a different way. Let's face it, the eight ball probably screwed up the first time anyways. I mean, it's not real. All signs point toward yes. Woo, that's a close call, Sly. And off to sleep you'll go. Well, that's the way I see tarot cards. You know, tarot cards are the adult magic eight ball. We can use them to sort out all of our problems. Personally, and of course, I'm not biased out there, Yarrow Tarot Land, haha. You know, I think we all should have a tarot card deck at our disposal. And once you learn tarot, you realize that once you get past that it's all written with symbolism and imagery, not with words, that it really is a book that represents human life. You can draw the cards into a spread and then you read the story. And that story really can help you figure out how you're feeling, what is actually bothering you, what's the root of what's bothering you, and what direction you should go in. And you know, even like the Magic 8 Ball, sometimes you're not going to like the story that the tarot cards tell you, but you can just say, hey, it's not real anyways, and draw a new spread. They are your tarot cards after all.
You're listening to Yarrow Tarot Radio. Now back to Yarrow and Sly.
Well, thank you, kind lady, and thank you, Yara, for that awesome introduction. What do you say? Why don't we hit the phones first?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so let's go first to 631. 631, you're on live with Yara and Sly. What's your name, and what can we do for you?
Hi, Sue. I'm just calling about love life for a card reading on that.
Oh, sure. Let's see. I have the Nine of Wands in your past, and I have Justice in your present, the Now card. And coming up in the future is the Knight of Wands. So very interesting. So when I look at this, the Nine of Wands, this is the nines are the cards of completion. So completion of a cycle. So I'm wondering if you're calling right now because your love life is a little bit dry right now. And with that in mind, so you've been in a place where, you know, you haven't been in a relationship is what I'm the vibe that I'm getting. And this phase of your life is actually coming to a completion. But I also see that in this card, you've erected this wall full of sticks behind you. And you're a little battered and beaten up, but you're defending your wall. So it makes me wonder if you've had a rough go in the love life world in the past, in relationships, and you've constructed a bit of a wall around you that you feel the need to protect. But as I move into the now position, I think like if we look at the Nine of Wands as forming that foundation for you and the fact that you are hiding, not hiding, but you are in a protective wall, I think that things are going to be balancing out. You're coming into the card and now it's the Justice card. And I think that this card's giving me the sense that, okay, well, even if you have this protective wall around you, it's been kind of one-sided, this need to protect yourself. And as you move into the Justice card, the card of now, I'm getting the sense that this is balancing out for you. You're going to be opening up yourself just a little bit and be more ready to have love come into your life. And with that in mind, sitting in your future, you have that Nine of Wands. So the wands, that's the creative spiritual suit of the deck. So these are the artists, the dreamers. They speak to spirituality. And hopefully this is describing the type of man that you're interested in. If it's a man, I'm assuming that it's a man you're interested in or would be interested in. And the knights, they're the movers. Okay. And they're the mover shakers. They're the ones who are the knights. They're the ones who are riding into the scene and you're asking about love. And this is a masculine card sitting in your future. And it gives me the sense that after you sort out this wall that you've put up, you balance it out with where you're going, that this person's going to appear in your future. So that's what I have for you tonight.
Okay.
Any questions about that?
Yeah, like when in the future?
Oh, the when questions. You know, I actually don't usually read, we'll do this for fun. I don't actually usually read timelines just because I think for me, I'm sure other people are better at it, but for me, it's pretty inaccurate. But we're going to do something for fun. I'm going to pull one card, and if it has a number on it, it's going to mean months. Let's just do that. And again, this is just for fun. This is like the Magic 8 Ball I was referring to. So I've got the three. Let's go with 3 months. So Three of Wands, as a matter of fact. So there you go. That, and like I say, that part's just, well, it's all a story. It's your personal story. So you can just take the pieces you need of it. But the timeline, I would say just for fun though. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Yarrow. Yarrow, I just wanted to go to an email that we have here. Are you ready for some emails?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So this one is from Raylene. Will my relationship start to thrive once again and be the loving, happy team we once were?
Hi, Raylene. Thanks for that email. And I just want to put out there to the Yarrow Tarot audience that you can email us for free on-air reading like we're doing right now for Raylene at yarrowtarot.com. Let's see. So I have, Raylene, getting back to your reading, drawing your cards now. Oh, okay. So I actually really like the spread for this. The first thing that I hear in the email that you've sent me is that there's a lot of pain going on right now with your relationship. Somebody that you love that you're having some trouble with right now and you're looking to fix that. I can hear that you want things to be better. The first thing I see is a Page of Cups reversed in the past. And the Page of Cups is the cups, that's the feeling side of that. That's the emotions, that's the dreams. And the Page of Cups, he's reversed. I think this guy represents the person that you love and your love for that person. And I think that what's happened here is, even though he's in your past or forms the base of this relationship that you're asking for, I think that this is showing that things have turned upside down in your past with this person. So all of the love that you have and everything, all your feelings and emotions are upside down right now. And that's forming the basis of this reading. And then we come into the present, and the present is the Ten of Swords. And in the Rider-Waite deck, which is the deck that I like to use, the Ten of Swords imagery is really, it's kind of a disturbing imagery. And we're going to talk about this because it's very important in your reading. The Ten of Swords, it's a person on the ground, and they have 10 swords stabbing them in the back. And, you know, it's, again, very shocking imagery on the Rider-Waite tarot deck. But I want to think this about this card in terms of numerology, and then think about the imagery as well. And what I think I'm seeing here is the tens. We're going to, again, talk about the numerology. The tens are a transition card. If you look at the suits, 1 through 9 is a bit of a journey in each of the individual suits. So it's a journey. So it's the aces begin, the ones or the aces are the start of that journey, and they complete at the 9. The cycle completes at the 9. And then the 10 is a transition between the end of the cycle, the end of the 9s, and the start of a new cycle. So when I look at this, I see that there's a transition occurring between you and this person. And then you ask, is this going to get back on track? And this is where, as we move into the future, this is a card you're really asking about, because you already know there's turbulence and you already know there's transition occurring right now. And here's the thing. I have the King of Cups. Now, remember, that first card that I feel is forming the basis of your relationship is the Page of Cups. The King of Cups is the same sentiment. I think the King of Cups in this spread represents a more maturation of this person, this Page of Cups. And I think that the King of Cups both represents you and the person that you love. And I see a maturing of your relationship. So I think that what's happening here is that right now you're going through a phase in your relationship that's coming to an end, and then it's going to mature at a higher cycle. And I do think that when I see this, I think that, of course, there's work to be done. The Ten of Swords tells me there's a lot of work to be done right now to make that transition. But I do think that the page that was in your past, the love that's in your past, and the person and the King of Cups sitting in your future are the same person. And I think it's showing maturation in your relationship. And to me, Raylene, this means that you are going to find a way to work it out with the person you love and get back on track, albeit it's going to be in a different sort of cycle. So hopefully that helps you.
All right. Excellent. Thanks, Yarrow. And thanks for that email, Raylene. Yarrow Tarot Radio is live Mondays and Wednesdays, beginning at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. If you would like a free tarot reading during the show, call 646-378-1039.
I think we're back on air, yep.
We are back.
Oh, right. Okay. A little slow.
Oh, you're waiting for me to say we are back?
Producer was a little slow.
I just couldn't grab the other computer. Anyway.
No, a little slow on the draw over there.
Okay,
but...
let me restart that. We are back. Yarrow, we are back.
We're back.
We're back.
So anyways, I do, as always, want to point out that our wonderful music is created entirely by Sly.
I know that guy.
He records his own music and plays it.
And we are back.
And we're back. So it's been crazy out here. I mean, we literally have a mountain of snow. I think there's about 10 feet of snow blanketing New England. And it really is amazing to see it. I think that we'll never melt from it. I'm sure half of the audience out there is exhausted from having to shovel all day.
You know, Yarrow, on a more serious note, I do have a story here that I actually found from sunnyskies.com. And this actually does have to do with winter and all the dangers that go along with it. This happened in Milwaukee. And it's actually, well, it's a good story and it's a bad story. But the way that this goes is the paramedics actually returned to shovel an elderly man's driveway after he had a sudden heart attack. So it's pretty sad. What had happened is he had a cardiac emergency while shoveling his driveway. So the paramedics transported the patient to the hospital, and then they actually went back to finish his driveway. The patient is expected to make a full recovery, but just a lesson, you know, if you are older, if you have any heart issues, you know, or if you know anyone that's older and has heart issues, just check up on them during this time because the snow is pretty crazy to shovel.
Yeah, that's such good advice, Sly. It is. It's definitely a dangerous time for a lot of us, not just the elderly, but for a lot of us out there. Also, always be careful out in the streets with the snow plows because every year there's a bunch of snowplow injuries that occur as well. So,
yes.
All right, so be safe out there, everybody, because it is crazy weather and it'll be a long time before you're unburied. So with that, I think that everyone should call 646-378-1039 for your readings tonight.
So Yarrow, I think we should go to some more emails. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so this is from our friend Lena.
Oh, Lena.
And Lena actually has a question here. Looks like there's a few here. I'll just try to read this real quick. It says, hi. I had an interview today. She wants to know the outcome. It's with her college. They say it's a temp job, maybe 6 months.
All right. So just to let the audience who haven't been following us know a little bit about Lena. Lena is one of our regular audience members, and she typically will reach out to us via email or via Twitter even. Those are ways that you can get a hold of us as well. Lena's been having a real rough time of it, and she doesn't mind me saying because we've told her story on air a couple of times now. And she's actually homeless, but she's a really hardworking person who's actually a student. And one of the last times we were on the air, we asked the audience to send her a whole bunch of love and prayers to hope to boost her energy and get her out of the situation she's in, just to send her all of our thoughts. And so it turns out she wrote me to say she had a job interview today, which is excellent. And again, it's at her college. So we're going to give a reading for her now. I'm going to do a reading. First thing that comes up, Lena, is the Hierophant and the Hierophant's reversed. The Hierophant, this is a card that in other decks would be known as the Pope. This is a structure card. This is often a religious card. And I know we've talked about it before. You know, we've talked about the idea of going to the churches and asking for some help. And this card is reversed. And I know you're reticent to that idea. I think even maybe you're right, actually, forming the basis in a sense. Maybe you're right about the structure and the fact that you need to be thinking outside the box, not inside the box, about how to get yourself out of the situation. So the Hierophant is a card of structure. It's a card of, it can be a card of stability, but it can be a card of rules. It can be a card of a higher calling. And again, it is reversed. So it does make me think back to the conversations we are having about reaching out for help in other areas and how you felt that wasn't the right path for you. And I think maybe that's what this is saying, is that you need to follow your intuition about things. And as we move into the present time, it's strength. And this card, I believe, Lena, has come up for you before, and it speaks to what a strong person you are. This is the now card. And you're pushing through this phase of your life, this Mount Everest that Lena has to climb in order to get onto that next plateau. And you are this strong woman who can tame the wild beast, as the Rider-Waite card shows. This woman with the Lemnis Gate above her head, the infinite Lemnis Gate above her head, closing the jaws of the lion in front of her. And this is you. You are this person. The strength runs through your core. This is truly who you are. And I do think you're a person who does think outside the box and make their own rules for themselves. And so as we come into the future, we have the card that I kind of think of as the miser. This is the Four of Pentacles. And the Four of Pentacles, we're speaking about money, and this card is reversed. But this is a person who is the force. They're the stability card. And so think about force. They form a square. Talks about stability. And the fact that he's reversed tells me that things aren't entirely stable yet, but they are improving for sure, and improving in the financial area for you. And so when I think, okay, well, will you get this job? And it's a temp job. And I see, okay, well, that would be an improvement, but not exactly super stability. I look at this and I say, you know what? I think this temp job is going to come through for Lena. But of course, I don't want you to rely on a tarot card. I just want to put positive thoughts out there that you're a very strong person. I don't want you to rely on a tarot card reading about getting this job. I want you to do everything in your power to make sure that you're able to get this job. And so make sure you follow up with them. Make sure that you send thank you notes. Make sure you get in touch with them repeatedly if you have to, show your interest. And in the meantime, keep looking for a job. But I know this is all going to work out for you, Lena. So that's what I have for you tonight.
Excellent. Thanks, Yaro. And thanks, Lena, for that question. And like Yaro says, you can go to yarotaro.com and we will read an email on air for you. So what do you think, Yaro? You want to do some more emails, some calls? You want to listen to some more music? Yeah, some more music.
Of course, some more music. Fine.
All right. Sit tight and we will be right back. Follow us on Twitter at Yarotaro and at SweetFernTaro. And we are back. Hey, Yaro.
Hey, Sly. Sly, can I read a story?
I'd love to hear a story.
Yaro stories.
Yes.
All right. So one of the things we also like to do at Yarotaro, we want people to feel good when they listen to our show.
Of course.
And so we like happy news.
Yes.
So I swear most of Sly's have this twist where somebody's injured.
That's true.
In it.
Well, I got to mix it up a little bit, Yaro. You're the card reader.
Yeah. So even if Sly brings our energy down a notch.
Whoa.
Ooh. So this one, I sometimes particularly like nice police stories. So I kind of like this one, though. Maybe I don't. We'll just put it out there and see what everyone thinks. All right. So this is a story that I got from The Telegraph, the UK newspaper, The Telegraph. Beehives offer armed police a gentler buzz. And so anyways, apparently the Scotland Yard SO19 armed unit has started the UK's first police beekeeping association to help de-stress. So anyways, I guess armed officers in Scotland Yard are, quote, de-stressing by tending bees after winning a grant to buy two hives and start the UK's first police beekeeping club, which is so strange in itself to me, but it seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we had a beekeeping club. We should start the Arotaro beekeeping club. All right, starting now. All right, so the Scotland Yard CO19 Firearms Unit are attempting to keep calm on the trigger and de-stress. It can be revealed. The Metropolitan Police gave the new club, called the Met Police Beekeeping Association, a grant of £525 to pay for two hives and protective suits for the officers. And the club says beekeeping is ideal because it's a relaxing and rewarding hobby, as well as it provides honey. Sure does. Could use some honey tonight in our tea. The firearms officer who set up the club apparently cannot be named for his legal reasons because of his role. Apparently, he said that there's a long history of beekeeping in his family, and he thought it'd be a fantastic hobby for police. I gotta admit, it seems like a strange hobby for police, but it's pretty cool in one way or the other. And he says it's not strange and certainly not for everyone, but beekeeping can be an ideal way to de-stress. So all our stressed out Yarotaro Land listeners, that could be something you do. Get a couple of beehives. Though I have to admit too, Sly, it seems that a whole bunch of bees could be kind of stressful at times.
Oh, I would say so.
And members wear protective clothing and gloves at all times and are briefed about risks. So anyways, that's to get us thinking about summer and all the flowers that the bees pollinate and provide us our honey for our tea, because a lot of you might know Sly and I love our herbal teas.
Well, that story was buzzing. Do you think my Aunt Bee would like that story? Or?
Oh my God.
So anyway, Yara, we have some more emails. I think we just, you know, we need to get to the phones and get to the emails. But I have an email here from Valerie, and she wants to know love prospects for Valentine's Day and beyond.
Ooh, the Valentine's Day readings. First off, Valerie, all of your cards have come up reversed. So the first card's the Empress reversed. And so the Empress, this is the every woman. This is the Earth Mother. This is the nurturer. She's the female ruler of the universe. So she's coming up upside down. And so my first thought is, okay, why are you not embracing your internal Empress? Why is this card reversed in your past? What is the deal with this person, this you that you're suppressing, because you're asking about love and Valentine's Day, and somehow I'm getting the sense that you're not in touch with your feminine side right now. You're not letting that Earth Mother side of you out. You're sort of suppressing her, and I'm wondering if that's blocking your energy when it comes to looking for love or finding love. And then we move on into the Now card, and I think this offers some insights of why you're neglecting that inner feminine soul of yours. That deep feminine soul, and why the Empress is getting squashed, because the next card that comes up is the Two of Pentacles, and the Two of Pentacles is the card of the juggler, and the juggler is usually doing an okay job of it when he's upright, when he's not reversed, but in your case, he is reversed, and so the Pentacles, that's the material side, the worldly side of the deck, the things that you can touch and feel in your possessions, and you're juggling these things. Could be finances, things going on at work. And when I see this card reversed, you're starting to lose control. So I think right now things are a little bit out of control in your life, maybe in the financial realm, and that you're starting to be close to or have dropped the ball a little bit in this part of your life. You're overwhelmed. And to me, this is a good reason to be ignoring all that feminine energy that you have sitting that's forming your basis. With this in mind, if you keep going down this path, the tarot card is giving you a warning, because the next thing that comes up is the Ten of Pentacles reversed. And the Pentacles are, again, you're looking at the material sides, but the Ten of Pentacles is that transition card, the completion of a cycle and the start of a new cycle. And in the Rider-Waite tarot deck, the Ten of Pentacles is the card of the family sitting, a husband, a wife, a child, two dogs, what looks like a grandfather sitting in a palatial home, looking out over into their courtyard, which is in a village. It's a beautiful card of contentment in life. And when you're calling about what's going to happen Valentine's Day and beyond, what this spread is giving me is a little bit of a warning, because this card in your future, this card of contentment and family happiness, and is reversed as well. And what this is telling me is that you're neglecting that Empress. You're neglecting your feminine side, your female energy, your all of the Earth Mother that's a part of you, all of the femininity. You're squashing these things because you're overwhelmed right now and you're juggling too much. And as far as achieving that goal, which I think that the Ten of Pentacles probably is your goal, to have this happy, healthy, fun, content family life that you're seeking out with a significant other, you can't achieve that if you're not in balance right now. And the Two of Pentacles reversed, that juggler card, is telling me you're really out of balance. So you need to start focusing on that Earth Mother within you and that energy of the Empress, because that's the card that's forming your foundation. And you need to start remembering that and focusing on her. And then I think that all the love parts of the equation are going to come to the forefront as a result.
Excellent. Thanks, Yaro. Thank you for that email, Valerie. Yaro, we do have another email here. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
All right. So this is from Yvonne, and she just wanted a reading on finances.
Oh, Yvonne. All right. So I have the Queen of Cups reversed in your past, and the Cups, we'll talk about what the Cups are. The Cups, this of the suits of the tarot deck, the Cups are the water signs. They're the emotional side of the deck. And the queens, those are the feminine energy of the suit, the ruler, the one who's in charge, the feminine side of the emotions. So with this card, this is sitting in your past. So this to me is probably representing you right now. I think maybe you're a highly sensitive person, that you're somebody who's very in touch with their emotions, who's very in control of their emotions. But when I see this card reverse, I think that to me says maybe you're a little bit dissociated with all those emotions. Maybe something's happened that's hurt you, and you're starting to try to build a wall or neglect those feeling sides of your spirit with that. So I think there's a little bit of an unbalance occurring right now. Even though the Queen of Cups, I think it represents you, she is reversed. So I think there's something out of whack with the emotional side of your spirit right now, and that's forming the basis. So I'm wondering if you got hurt recently in the past. And then I have the Five of Swords reverse sitting in the now position. The Five of Swords, the fives are the cards of conflict of the deck. And the swords are the intellect, the mind, the psychological. So there's something bugging you. There's something that's bothering you. It's keeping you up at night. The fives, in this card, we're going to talk about the imagery, the Rider-Waite imagery. It's a person in the forefront. They have three swords that they clearly have, that they've managed to steal away or win from their enemies. So they've clearly bested these other two figures in the card that are walking away defeated in the background. But it's kind of a hollow victory, especially he's reversed too. So I think that there's a fight that you had to recently be involved in that you're not exactly proud of the outcome of that. And I think that that's probably what's causing you a little bit of a wall around your emotions. I don't know. There's some sort of internal struggle going on where something's happened that you're not necessarily proud of all the of what that outcome is. And that's what's happening right now. And so I'm wondering, you're asking about finances. I'm wondering if there's a work situation that you had to do something at work that you're not super proud of, or that didn't go the way that you wanted to. Maybe you won, but it was a hollow victory. And this really has your emotions sort of squashed in that Queen of Cups. And then we move into the future. And this is where I think it's going to start turning around for you. We have the fours. So this is the Four of Cups, card of stability. And yours, like I said before, all of your cards are reversed tonight. So the Four of Cups reversed is a card that is telling me that you're now starting to be receptive to the gifts of the universe. So this is another card that the imagery of this card is very important. It's a person sitting by a tree, arms and legs crossed. The universe is handing out a cup to this person. There's three cups lined up in the forefront. And again, the cups are the emotion side of the deck. And so this emotion is being presented, these feelings, this love is being presented to this person, but they're like, no, I want nothing to do with it. But when I see this reversed, it always means to me, it always gives me the feeling that, okay, well, you're getting shaken up a little bit, and now you're starting to get ready to receive those emotions. You're starting to open back up. So when I put all this together, I know you're asking about finances, but I think some of this has to do with a lot of the feelings and in your emotions that you bring to the table. So you are the Queen of Cups, and you are this loving, receptive person, but right now you're sort of squashing those feelings that you have. Something's happened. There's a conflict occurring right now that you're winning, but you're not exactly happy about how that's happening. So in a sense, the means do not justify the ends to you, even though the end is in your favor, is favorable toward you and your work. But in the future, it's going to turn around and you're going to be starting to open up again. It's going to get better for you in the future. And so when I look at this in terms of finances, I can see that you're going through a struggle, but things are going to open up. And the financial stuff that's occurring is tied into your emotional aspects of your life. So hopefully that makes some sense to you tonight, Yvonne, and let us know how things are going.
Great. Thanks, Yvonne. Thanks, Yaro. Yaro, you know what? I actually have another quick story here if you'd like to hear it.
I'd love to hear it.
You have no choice.
Darn it.
So this actually comes out of a suburb of Pittsburgh. And this is from the Good News Network. And this has to do with Becky Koger, Miss Becky, as she's referred to. And she actually does a lot of community gardening in the area. And so she has this truck that she drives around. She delivers seeds, delivers mulch, things like that. And last year, her truck was hit by a drunk driver, and the truck was damaged and destroyed.
Oh.
So a couple of people in the community actually tried, you know, they set up a fund, and they got some money. They didn't get a lot. A few months later, they actually had a lot of people, over 100 people donated it. So now they raised over $10,000, and she actually has a fire engine red Dodge Ram 2003. So now she can actually drive, deliver the mulch and things like that in style.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, so pretty good feel-good story.
Yeah, it really is, actually.
All right, everyone, hang tight. We'll be back.
You're listening to Yaro Taro Radio. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like a free email reading or want to listen to episodes of the show, visit yarotaro.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at YaroTaro. Our readings are always free.
And we are back. And Yaro, how's it going? Again.
Yeah, no, like it's almost like I can't start talking until you say, and we're back.
And we're back.
So you heard that Puxatani Phil saw the shadow today,
oh,
right?
Oh, I did hear that, yeah.
And you know that means, how the heck he saw a shadow is amazing to me,
that's
to
true.
Be honest.
I can't even see mine.
But that means that there's 6 more weeks of winter, and honestly with the...
Oh, I thought it was 6 more days. What?
Oh, you know, you got the wrong memo. But with the glacier that's forming outside of our window, I'm starting to think that the news about a new ice age is probably true.
Yeah.
So pretty soon we're going to be snowed in to the point where we're not even going to be able to open the door, which I heard this morning, Sly, you said you actually weren't.
That's true. Oh, it was way up there. I could not even, I had to break a window to get out just to shovel. And then I realized, why'd I do that?
Was your dog able to get outside today?
She was not, no.
Oh,
but yeah, so we got to replace that window. That's why it's cold in here, actually. Anyway, Yaro, we'll go back to the phones, and we will take 561. 561, you're on Live with Yaro and Sly. What's your name, and what can we do for you?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. What can we do for you, Tom?
Hello. I wanted to know what you see coming up for love. Anyone coming in?
All right, a love relationship. So, you know, what's coming up first for you, and this, I think, forms the basis, the foundation of this reading for you, is the sun. And so when I see that, the sun, it's a bright, happy card. It's a shining card. And I think this represents you. I think this is your energy coming through. I think that you yourself are this bright, happy, shining person with a lot of gifts to offer the world. And there's, you know, this card in the Rider-Waite deck. There's a horse ridden by a small child, this bright, happy sun shining. There's sunflowers shining in the back. And it's just a card of brightness. It always comes with a little bit of warning that if you can burn the candles at both ends and get burnt out, that's the one piece of the sun. But it seems to me that you're a person who's full of energy, full of life. You make things grow. You're essentially the energy of the entire universe. You know, the sun is really the fuel that drives everything in the entire world. So that's how I see you. You're a person who has a lot to offer and a lot to bring to the table. So you're talking about love, and if love's coming.
Yeah.
And then we move into the present time, and then the present time is the Seven of Swords reversed. Something right now, so that there's something going on right now. So the Seven of Swords upright, the swords, that's the mind, the intellect, that's the psychological. And when I see this card, and when I see, remember, it's reversed, but I'm going to describe it as it's upright. It's a person who's stealing away with five swords, even though they're leaving two swords behind, they're still taking five swords, and you get the impression they're stealing these swords. And this is reversed. So I wonder if in the past you have felt that something's gotten stolen from you, or you worry about things being stolen for you. And I'm talking, again, this is mind intellect, but since we're talking about love, I wonder if you feel like things have been taken from you unfairly. And now with this card reversed, I think that might be a place where you're sort of, I don't want to say focusing, but it forms a bit of a cloud on your search for love right now, is that maybe you worry a little bit about having people take things that aren't yours, if that makes a little sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
It does, okay.
Yeah.
And then I move into the next phase, and the next phase, again, you have the sevens coming up tonight. That's the one, so you have the Seven of Wands that comes up, and he's reversed too. And the Seven of Wands, this is, again, the imagery is a person. This is like the King of the Hill card. It's a person standing on a hill. There's what you assume are six people below him with sticks raised in the air, and he's fending off these people. And again, this is reversed too. So what I think when I see all this is that you have this amazing, shining, bright energy. And I think, though, that you're worried that you're going to have to fight. You're worried that you're going to stave off either maybe competition's a word, maybe thievery's a word, maybe some sort of attack on you's a word. And that's coloring some of your ability to be ready to go out there and find love and to be receptive to love. And so it doesn't answer your question directly, but it points to some things that I think are clouding this bright, beautiful person that is you, that I think these pieces are getting in the way from your quest to find that romantic interest. So I don't know if that makes sense to you tonight. I don't know if that's
it does. Because it's like, you know, you go through things and then you put up a wall. So I'm guilty of that.
No, so I think tonight's tarot is trying to say, you know, in fact that these are reversed, the sevens are reversed, I think it's trying to tell you to let those go and let that bright, happy sunshine through. That's what I see it for tonight.
Okay.
All right, Stacey.
All right. Thank you.
Right. Take care. You're welcome. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thanks, Yaro. Thanks, Stacey. Callers and chatters, sit tight. We'll be right back. Thank you. So, Yarrow, I do have some more emails here. Would you like to go through some email?
I would.
Okay. So this one is from Matt, and this is another Valentine's Day email. And Matt wants to know if he will get back with his ex by Valentine's Day.
Get back with an ex. Ace of Pentacles coming up in your past, Matt. And again, it's reverse. The theme tonight is reversal. So anybody out there who's listening and wants to know my interpretation of reversals, tonight's a good night for it. And it's the Six of Cups reversed. And the Hermit comes up in the future. So Matt, let's take a look at this because, you're saying, are you going to get in together with your ex for Valentine's Day? Of course, Valentine's Day is only a couple weeks away. And to me, when you ask about that, it means you aren't in a situation right now where you really are in a place where you and your ex are looking to get together for Valentine's Day. I mean, it's only 12 days away. So if you don't know if you're going to be together in the next 12 days and she's an ex, my guess is that this is probably a person that you're just having trouble letting go of. Yeah, I could be wrong and take it for what it's worth, Matt. So the Ace of Pentacles reversed is sitting in your past. And the Aces, those are the starts of the journey. The Ace is reversed. And when I see this, it means that this is not a journey that's going to get off the ground. This is a journey that's in your mind. This is the beginning of something that you want, that you're having trouble letting go of, and it's not something that really necessarily is going to get going for you. And then we move to the Six of Cups reversed. And the Sixes, this is a card. The Sixes are often a social card. And in this card, this is a card that takes place in a village, and it's a boy who's handing a cup that has a flower into it to a girl. And I often get the feeling that they're brother and sisters is how I always look at this card. And that, if not, they're friends. It's a card of friendship. And it's sort of like extending an olive branch or showing love to somebody that is close to you. And it's a card that does come with social responsibility. There's definitely a sense of society in this card. And it's a happy card. It's a card that takes place, like I said, takes place in a village. But this card's reversed in your spread. And I think that this is what you're hoping for. You're hoping to reconnect with this person, this ex, and it's not happening right now for you. And you know that. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know because you're asking about an ex. And then you're asking what'll happen for Valentine's Day. And I'll tell you, the card that comes up in the future for you is the Hermit. And so the Hermit is it's a card of solitude. It's a card of inner reflection. It's a card of finding your guiding light. It's a card of listening to your intuition. It's a card of looking inside yourself. And when I put this all together for you, I think that what's happening is that you're really having trouble letting go of your ex. And you need to start working within yourself to find that light forward. And no, I'm not going to make predictions for you about what will happen for Valentine's Day, because I think you already know. I think you already know that you're in a place where you and your ex is truly your ex, and that things aren't going to get off the ground and go the way exactly that you want. And you're going to be okay, though. That's the thing. You just have to look inside yourself and seek out what you really want out of life. And so you have to explore the Hermit just a little bit. Matt, again, it's a tarot card reading. Take it for what it's worth. Speak to you, it may not. And I wouldn't put in too much credence in this about what happens for Valentine's Day or for your life. But I think it is speaking that you need to get in touch with your inner soul, that inner guiding light that you need to move forward from this relationship. So hopefully that's of some help tonight.
Thanks, Yarrow. Thanks, Matt. Yarrow, I do have another love email here if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, one more love email. Probably all we'll have time for tonight.
That is true. And this one is from Karen, and she says, enjoy the show. She says, my love life is complicated. How do you see it in the year 2015?
Oh, a complicated love life. So Karen, I have the Page of Swords. I got a lot of swords coming up. So the page, and they're people, they're court cards that are coming up. People cards is how I often see them. And at least some masculine energy coming in too. So I have the Page of Swords, and the swords, that's the mind, the intellect. That's the things that you're thinking about. Sometimes you think about writing with them. The swords are the air signs. And so this is playing a large role in your spread tonight. So I think there's things on your mind. And the pages of swords, the pages are the dreamers. They're the ones who are thinking about their about their future. They're visionary. They're the ones that they're not in action yet. They're putting the plans together in your head. And so the Page of Swords is a card that I think is telling me that it's in your past that you've come up with a plan. You're thinking about a plan for the future. And the Knight of Swords is that action. And the Knight of Swords is coming up in your present, in the now position. And so that plan that's in your head, you've now put into action. And I think this is speaking to the complications that you're seeing in your life, is that you are moving forward with something. Something's going on. There's a new process occurring in your life that you've put into action. And so that's part of some of the complications, I'm sure, that your love life is experiencing. And as we move on into the future, it's a card of conflict. It's the five of pentacles. In your case, it's reversed. But the Five of Pentacles upright is a card of a couple people who are out in the cold. It's a snowy day. It could be New England right now. It's a snowy day with a couple of people who are clearly experiencing some hardships in life, walking by what I always think of as a lighted church window. They're people who are out in the cold. But in your case, this card is reversed. And so with that, it's not a sense that you're out in the cold anymore. You're coming into the light. You're coming into the warmth. So I see this as you've had a plan, you've put it into motion, and you're going to be, that feeling of being out in the cold is going to start to dissipate. You're going to be coming into the warmth. And so that's what I have for your tarot reading. Definitely does not specifically address the question that you're asking, but I think that's what the tarot is trying to tell me tonight for you. So hopefully that helps you too.
Thanks, Karen. And thank you, Yaro, for that reading.
Oh, of course.
Yaro, I think we are at that point of the show where we are going to end it. Sadly, but we have to end it. I know, everyone out there. It's only an hour show, so I guess we have to end it.
We've reached that point in Yaro Taro land.
If anyone wants a free reading, they can go to yarotaro.com.
Yeah, there's a free reading section on yarotaro.com that you can certainly fill out and it'll come to us. You can follow us at Yaro Taro. That's Sly's Twitter feed. I am at Sweet Fern Taro. That's my Twitter feed. You can hear the archives on our site, www.yarotaro.com. This will be up after Sly edits it, or later on this morning is usually when he gets it done. So, and then what other now? Oh yeah, you can find us on all sorts of places right now. We just recently got on player.fm, and I think that I'm saying that right, but we're also on TuneIn and iTunes, and you can find archives here at Blog Talk and amongst lots of other places. So I think that's it for announcements tonight.
That sounds pretty good, Yaro. So I think we'll let everyone know that we will be back here on Wednesday night at 11 o'clock.
Wednesday at 11, everyone. So free readings abound.
Shovel yourselves out, and we will see you back here Wednesday, 11 p.m.
Go Yaro Taro.
There you go.